Welcome to Mammon Audio. The maternal instinct is very strong, both to chastise your child and to comfort them afterwards. William recalls his first and only experience of breastfeeding when he was babysat by a young mother.
I guess I was a fairly typical 6-year-old, full of energy and trouble. My mother often left me in the care of a neighbor, Mrs. Carter, who had a little girl a couple of years younger than me. One day, I was being real trouble. I'd done nothing but pick on Beth, the little girl, since I arrived. I was making a huge amount of noise and Mrs. Carter told me to stop my naughtiness and quieten down, as she feared we would wake up Michael, Beth's baby brother, who was fast asleep in the downstairs nursery. But I paid no mind. I kept poking and teasing Beth, until she finally began to cry loudly. It was at that point that Mrs. Carter's temper seemed to snap. "All right, young man, that's quite enough. You're upstairs for a spanking." I felt my jaw drop. My mom had warned me that Mrs. Carter spanked naughty children, whereas I only ever got the slightest of maternal slaps round the backside from my own mother. Mrs. Carter bundled me into her bedroom and sat down on the edge of the bed. She opened the drawer of her bedside cabinet and produced a wooden hairbrush. "Right, come here." She pulled me to her slightly and the next moment her hands were on the button of my trousers. She neatly unzipped them and pulled them down to my ankles, followed a few seconds later by my briefs. She took my left hand and gently but firmly pulled me down over her knee, and I remember the coarse texture of her jeans against my private parts. Then the hairbrush went to work. It hurt like crazy. Mrs. Carter might have been a fairly young mother, but she was already an expert in disciplining children. The firm application of the wood to my fat little behind made it burn like fire, and I wriggled in vain as I tried to evade the punishment. Finally, I was let up from her lap, tears in my eyes and my bottom humming. "That's a very naughty boy. Go stand in the corner until you're sorry. Did I say you could pull your pants up? Leave them down. You're in disgrace, young man." I stood in the corner, facing the wall and having a little cry, and Mrs. Carter went back downstairs. But I stopped my sobbing a few minutes later when I heard a further commotion downstairs. Mrs. Carter was now shouting at Beth. I heard footsteps and voices coming upstairs and Mrs. Carter said, "One more sore bottom in this house today won't make any difference to me." Mother and daughter entered the bedroom, but I didn't dare turn around in case I got another spanking. I heard the springs of the bed creak as Mrs. Carter sat down on it again. Then she must have pointed at me, still bare-bottomed, in the corner, and I heard her say, "See that? That's what happens to disobedient children. Billy, turn around." I obeyed, shyly covering up my private parts with my hands as I did so. Mrs. Carter told me, "Beth's going to get the same as you, so you might as well watch, just as a reminder." So saying, she opened the drawer and once more fished out the hairbrush. Her hands went up Beth's skirt and came down with her panties. Then the little girl was put over her mother's lap, and Mrs. Carter turned up Beth's skirt to expose her pretty little bottom. The spanking started and Beth got it just as hot and strong as I had, for all that she was younger. Finally it was over and Mrs. Carter hugged her clothes, shushing and quietly lecturing at the same time. Then something totally unexpected happened. Mrs. Carter gathered Beth in her arms and laid her back gently. Then she unbuttoned her blouse, followed by one cup of a nursing bra she was wearing, to expose a large, motherly breast. I will never forget the sight. It was creamy white, with a large, dark areola and a nipple you could have hung a coat on. Mrs. Carter said to Beth, "Come on, honey," and put the little girl to her breast. Beth began to suck hungrily, still snuffling from her spanking. I had never seen a child breastfed before and I was transfixed by the spectacle. Mrs. Carter looked at me as she nursed Beth, a kind smile now playing about her face. Finally, she let Beth up and sent her to her room. Then, to my amazement, said, "Do you want to try, Billy?" I could only nod dumbly and I was quickly gathered up and laid back, as Beth had been. The mother's breast was still wet with Beth's saliva and she guided me onto her nipple, with the warning, "No biting." The milk was honey sweet and I felt so loved and cared for at that moment. As I nursed, I became aware of Mrs. Carter fumbling down by her crotch and she made some funny little moaning noises. The smell of milk on her breast was supplemented by another, nonetheless feminine scent, which let's just say I only recognized once I was a lot older. Whether she had been aroused by the spanking I can't say, but she certainly enjoyed the results of two children nursing at her breast. Sadly, that was the one and only chance I got to be in the position, and I didn't really think of it until much later in life, when I first saw my sister-in-law breastfeed her first child.